Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Michelle Putz, representing the Sitka Global Warming Group, and Rob and Karen Parker, representing Alaska Computer Center. Tell us a little bit about Sitka Green Business Awards. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, Michelle, let's start with you. Sitka Global Warming Group has been handing out these awards for 4 years now.
For 4 years, yeah. Someone came up with the idea many years ago that we should be appreciating and giving ideas to the businesses in Sitka on ways to be green and to support the community as a whole. So we're happy to have been doing this now for the 4 years, and we put out, I think, 26 awards this year, 19 of them platinum, and then we also had 2 winners in the special recognition category.
And did you know going into this that was there an assumption that Sitka businesses were pretty green, or did you think you really had to hunt?
There was certainly a hope that they were, and we knew that there were businesses out there that were doing good things, and that was really why it came about. We wanted to say thank you for what they were doing, but also what it's led into is sort of a list of best business practices for being green and for supporting community that the other businesses now have, and sometimes they pick up new things that they can do from that list.
Terrific. And what are some of the criteria that the businesses have to pass, check off a box?
Well, we've got six categories. Waste reduction, so that's stuff like recycling, reusing, getting rid of your hazardous waste in a proper manner. There's energy conservation, so that's stuff about lighting and heating and having the right kind of building, insulation and stuff like that. Transportation, so trying to drive a little bit less or use less gas. Using green materials. Then we also have products on there, so trying to sell green things or using organic foods in your product. And then also community and environmental support, so teaching others about being green and or trying to support other businesses from your business. So supporting each other, we also consider that to improve the community's sustainability.
Well, those seem obtainable.
They do.
And who are some of the – can you announce the winners for this year?
Oh, goodness. It's quite a long list. So we have these guys, Alaska Computer Center, Alaska Airlines, Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, AMSI, Aurora Business Supply, City of Sitka, the Facilities Department, Down to Earth, Yupik Garden, One Island Energy, KCAW.
And full disclosure, we do have our award displayed.
Russell's this year was a new one. Shelter Cove Publishing, Sitka Economic Development Association, Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, Sitka National Historical Park, Sitka Eagle Bay Inn, Sitka's Secret.
It's a secret.
They do charters. That's what it is. Sitka Soup, the U.S. Forest Service, the Sitka Office, and White's and the Harry Race Pharmacies all got platinum awards. And then some new folks in the gold and silver. Sitka Food Co-op is a new one. Sitka Office Services. The Junk Trunk Party Ranch is a new one. Youth Advocates of Sitka and Petro Marine Services. So there we have all the award winners other than the special recognition. This year was our Fishermen for Donating Fish to Schools program that SES does, and also the Sitka Community Development Corporation for starting the Building Reuse Center, because that's a great way for Sitkins to get their materials that they want to get rid of reused by somebody else and make some money for a community organization that's helping the homeless.
Fantastic. And I want to talk to Rob and Karen, who are award recipients. And were you nominated or did you apply for the award?
We nominated ourselves because we thought it was a great idea and a good way to promote. A lot of these are good business practices and good for the environment at the same time. So we said, since we're doing it anyhow, we'll put in the nomination, and we did. And we're proud that we've been platinum level award winners every year.
Oh, congratulations. Rob, what are some of the things that the store does to be green?
Well, it's an interesting process that we went through. Thankfully, the city set up a recycling center. So we went over to take a look at what are they looking to recycle, and found cardboard and bottles and all of those kinds of things. So we set up a procedure in our business where every week or every other week, depending upon how much we receive, we collect cardboard, we collect any plastics that we use and so on, and then make a pilgrimage once a week or every other week and go ahead to the recycling place. And as we've done that over the years, I can see that the recycling people have given us more and more alternatives of materials that we can recycle. And the other thing we do in our business is that we stock and use green products like monitors, like computers, like battery backups, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. And how does that affect business, maybe people coming in to purchase things or to interact with you? I mean, do they notice that you have these green practices, or is this just sort of business as usual?
Both. The answer is both. There are people who specifically, for instance, will bring used ink cartridges back to us because they know we recycle them when they're getting their new ink cartridges, or people who get a new battery backup because it's more energy efficient than whatever's been going on, and it preserves equipment. So in that way, I would say they're aware of it and they appreciate that we're doing it and they would like to do it themselves. And other things, you know, the recycling, for instance, it's nice, but it's not something people talk about. It's just how we handle our cardboard, our waste paper, our newspapers, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
It's typically pretty easy to think about, you know, paper, garbage, but electronics, I think in this day and age, we didn't anticipate that we'd be replacing our laptops as often, smartphones. Mm-hmm. And
it's amazing the amount of stuff that gets recycled. And a few years ago, we didn't have any access to be able to recycle that kind of materials. And then recently, in the past 2 or 3 years, there's been a van or a truck that's brought into the recycling center. And so people have an avenue in the spring to take computers and monitors and all of those kinds of things that are not reusable to recycling. And we people call us all the time and say, I'm replacing a computer. What am I going to do with my old one? We say, hold on till spring.
Yeah. I agree. And there's also a program over at Blatchley Middle School. A gal there is collecting certain electronics in order to promote. They turn it into funds for getting educational materials for the kids. So we get, I would say, one to several calls a week about what can people do with used electronics. And between the recycling in the spring and calling over to Blatchley to see if it's stuff that they'll take, we recommend recycling whenever possible, sometimes donating to a school or some organization because they can use something that's still working but older.
It's nice that you can sort of help connect the dots in the community.
It really is. The other thing that happens often is people will bring in computers and abandon them because they don't want to spend the money to get them fixed. So what we do is we'll invest some money in them and recycle them because they're reusable. And donate them at times to schools or churches or places where they could use the support.
Well, it sounds like these are some award winners that are still pushing it forward.
They're very good, yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's important, that I think, for people to realize that, you know, they say reduce, reuse, recycle. Recycle is your last option, really. You're supposed to be doing the reduce and reuse, so we appreciate what these guys do.
And how do folks apply for the Sitka Green Business Awards?
It's pretty simple. We have a nomination form on our website at www.sitkaglobalwarming.org. There's a green business page that you can click on, and in there is a nomination form. So people can just either print it, or what I encourage is to copy it to their computer, fill it in electronically, and then just email it to me on the address that's included.
And it's fairly simple. And what's the time frame for applying?
So we've done the first set of awards, but we normally do two sets because we realize it's pretty busy in the winter as people are getting ready for Christmas. So the first set has gone out, but we would like to do a second set this spring. So if people could get us any additional nominations by the end of March, that would be great.
And you receive a little certificate.
We do. We give people a certificate that they can put somewhere to display at their business, whether that's at the front door or by their checkout. And it's kind of fun for me as a person running the program to be seeing those around town. So it's really nice to see people displaying them. But then we also try to get things into the newspaper. We have it on the website. We try to do a really nice website. And we connect to a lot of businesses, do, you know, a hyperlink, which helps them maybe to get a little bit more business as they get, you know, more of a LinkedIn situation on their website. So it's a nice thing.
In the beginning of the interview, you gasped a little bit, like, oh, my gosh, this list is so long of award winners. What would you like to see sort of the Green Business Awards evolve into in the next couple of years?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, this year we also did an open house where we taught at BHA. What is BHA? Baranoff Island Housing Authority. They have a LEED certified building. So that was the first time that we've kind of done an event. I would love to have a big event, so like presenting the awards at something very public. That would be a nice next thing.
Absolutely. Everyone likes an award show. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Michelle Putz, Rob Parker, and Karen Parker, talking about the Sitka Green Business Awards. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.